Minister of National Security Robert Montague made his contribution to the 2016-17 sectoral debate on Wednesday, July 6, and announced several measures as part of efforts to boost safety and security in the country. Stay with us to hear more. National Security Minister Robert Montague says the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF is targeting a 60% clear-up rate for murders this year. There will also be an increase in the mandatory minimum sentences for gun crimes, trafficking, and possession of illegal firearms. The increase will be based on the type of weapon involved.
We will seek to have all gun murders classified as capital murder. We will seek this year by better application of the plea bargaining law to reduce or eliminate the penalty if credible information is given in order to retrieve a gun or disrupt the trade.
In the meantime, government will increase police presence in sections of Jamaica that are plagued by crime, especially in the western parts of the island. Additionally, the government will expand entities such as the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency, MOCA, and establish mobile reserve units in western Jamaica.
We will be expanding MOCA West. A mobile reserve West will be established. Additional training space will be created in western Jamaica. A Coast Guard base will be established in Montego Bay. The amount of officers in western Jamaica will be significantly increased.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force is to sign a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with the Independent Commission of Investigations, INDICOM, to agree and establish the way the police and INDICOM will work together going forward. The move is described as an important breakthrough and positive step.
INDICOM and the police must work together, not against each other. The MOU will detail the steps to be taken by both as they engage, investigate, and treat with each other.
A pilot project for the police to be fitted with body-worn cameras will be implemented before the end of the year. The initiative is aimed at improving transparency in interactions with the public and in the gathering of evidence of criminal activities. A task force is to be established to guide policy, set standards, and evaluate benchmarks for national security. The National Security Task Force will be chaired by UWI lecturer and RJR's Hotline talk show host, Dr. Orville Taylor.
One of their first tasks will be to set a timetable on all the recommendations that have been made over the last 20 years for implementation. The evaluation center in the ministry is already compiling all the studies and recommendations.
The committee will comprise members of the media, civil society, trade unions, and academia. The Private Security Regulation Authority, PSRA, has been instructed to explore a health insurance scheme for security guards and their families. The decision was made following a meeting with players in the private security industry who underscored the need for reform of the sector.
Let us assure the guards and the companies that the vetting, the working conditions and the space to operate will be dealt with. Everyone treated fairly. Reform is on the way. This industry is vital to our economy. Banks, water systems, airports, ports, ministries, private homes, and businesses depend on this industry.
More mobile stations are to be rolled out, and an audit will be conducted on the country's borders. Dogs are also to be purchased from Cuba to help with tracking, search and rescue, and the fight against drugs and weapons. And 10 scholarships valued at $100,000 will be awarded to the children of slain or injured security officers. The scholarships will be tenable at tertiary institutions. The Police Federation, United District Constables Association, Police Officers Association, Correctional Officers, and the Jamaica Defense Force will make the recommendations. The Ministry of National Security is committed to providing, preserving, and enhancing a safe and secure environment for all Jamaicans.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.